Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 181. Is prayer really necessary? That all-night prayer meeting in Acts 12 was very effective, because in answer to the united prayers of those people in Mary's home, the mother of Mark, the Apostle Peter was released by an angel from prison and certain death. But now some questions arise. If those people had not prayed, would the Father of our Lord Jesus have not sent an angel to set Peter free? What is God like? Would he have sat on his throne in heaven and casually permitted Peter to be killed the next day as King Herod Agrippa wanted to do? Did God need those earnest with fasting, all-night prayers to arouse him to do something that otherwise he would not have thought to do, or even want to do? Do our prayers arouse him to do nice things that otherwise he would not do? Why is prayer important? Is it really necessary? Suppose those people had all gone home nonchalantly and had a good night's sleep like Peter sleeping in prison. He wasn't praying all night. Would God have done nothing? People are seeking the answers to these questions. The Bible has them. 1. The rulership of this world is in the hands of Satan. Adam sold out to him. 2. Therefore this world is Satan's territory, by vote of its inhabitants, who crucified God's Son and thus expelled him from the planet. 3. God cannot legally intervene any more than the ruler of one nation can intervene in another's internal affairs. 4. But God can legally intervene if his people, praying in the name of Jesus his Son, intercede with him against Satan. 5. Probably God could have saved James if his people had prayed for him. 6. We must not entertain a false view of God's character. He wants to intervene in our behalf. 7. It's only fair that God have the privilege of seeing that we mean business in our prayers. That's the reason for Christ's parable in Luke 18, verses 1-7, about the widow who wore out the unjust judge with her constant begging for justice. Christ's idea was not to represent the Father as being like him, but to urge us to make certain we are earnest when we pray, and not be like a child who doesn't really know or remember what he is asking for.